I was thinking about this is gonna be just how nice it is.
What?
You got those kids.
Oh yeah.
Cause you know, you were just sitting in that house in Philly just jacking off on an air mattress.
Yes.
Then the Lord came and said, stop fucking hanging out with these guys.
No more.
Create two great kids.
No, we're having sex with 50-year-old women on Tinder. I'm going to give you something to do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those kids aren't as nice as yours.
True.
No, you got a very nice kid.
They're very adventuresome, kids. Too, which is nice. Yeah. I watch kids like at the playground, like won't go down the slide. And I'm like, dude, that would piss me off. So
the mayor wouldn't go down the fucking slide.
What?
That was fucked up.
The slide was locked.
We were at a park. Where were we? In Michigan?
Yeah.
What kind of slide are we talking?
Big ass slide. Twisty? And there was kids straight at the playground. And I was like, LeMaire, dude, you have to go down the slide.
Was it twisty or straight up?
Twisty.
It was a little twisty.
You were gonna
fly through that thing.
Rolling down the hill. I forgot to use that video of us rolling down the hill.
Yeah, when's the last time you fucked with the twisty slide, though? Dude, they're fucking.
I think the last time might have been
kind of rugged.
Might have been you and me at the water park in South Carolina.
I forgot about that.
That was a tough one for me.
Yeah.
Just sank that tube. I mean, you know, at the top.
Weren't you
at
in
the
like top gym shorts too, or something?
Yeah, I was in gym shorts. My dick was out the entire fucking time. Those Southern dads wanted to beat my fucking Yankee gay
they
ass.
They didn't want any. They wanted to throw us in the river, dude. They wanted nothing to do with us.
Remember that fucking weird ass kid that was following us around?
Yes, dude. He showed us, like, telling us about. He was like, I think he showed us either a cut he had or was like telling us. No, he was telling us about his relative died.
Yeah.
So we're in a lazy river, and this like 12-year-old boy just attached himself to our party and was just kind of like, yeah, my aunt just died, and we're just like, fuck, man, that sucks.
Beat it. Like,
get the fuck out of the lake. I'm trying to chill.
And there were no towels. They had like tiny hotel like dish towels, and I had my penis. My penis was fully out.
They were the best of being dad, waiting for his kid to come down. I had already gotten off, and he just he'd be like, come on, buddy. You see Shane like, whoa.
Dude,
same age.
I got, like stuck in the tube. Fuck? They put me down. All right, so when I sat on the raft, you know how at the top there's that pool where you're supposed to be able to just slide in? Tube went straight to the ground. I was literally just sitting on the ground. This fucking teenage lifeguard had to like shove. He was like, okay, mister. I was so big.
Before the water slide,
he had to give me a full shove. As soon as it literally, the first turn, raft flips, I fall off. That was wonderful.
Yeah, I
slid down. I said, Matt, you got to get me a towel. My penis is.
I remember, yeah.
My penis is
couldn't
out.
Get out. I mean, there were for real angry dads like walking around like, fuck.
Yeah. That was a good trip. We
so much fun.
Pass blocked on the beach.
We had a pass good blocked trip. On the beach, skimboarded.
Fought that one comedian, that guy.
Yeah. we're just fucking with him, talking shit to him.
In his defense, I'd be furious if the fucking. Feature broad guy, two beast. Dickheads came to the house.
Beast move, dude. Just getting just fucking roasted. Just getting roasted. Remember, I would say stuff to him. You'd be like, dude, stop.
I couldn't help it. I remember his name. Do you?
Yes.
I remember the den, dude. He had a den.
Yeah, I remember his show and everything. He was the one. He told us, dude, do not podcast. He's a waste of time.
Yeah. Also, if he didn't have a girlfriend, he'd be getting so much pussy with us.
Oh, dude. Did we ever talk about that? Did we on here?
Probably years ago.
Oh, my God, dude. When we came out after it was whatever that place was, it was like a line dancing place.
It was in
place.
Alabama.
It wasn't out. Was it in Alabama or Destin? This was Destin, Florida.
That was Destin, Florida. All right.
I remember the after party well. Was
the after party was sick. We were in that glass cube.
Yep. It was. Yeah. There was a back room that was just like for fucking. It was like a nightclub that they let them use for stand-up or like music acts. And then next to it was line dancing. It was like all the different kinds of things you could do in like one nightclub. But then in the middle of it, if you were performing, you got to sit in this like plexiglass like window room. It was weird. It was like this little
You got some
cubby,
meats though.
And they dropped off a tray of lunch meat and like some fruit. So then after the show, which by the way, the dude was just taking Shane's material because we had gone from multiple cities now. So we had done multiple cities. I would bomb as host. Shane would do well, middle. And then this guy, he was a music act, would just take his fucking stuff and then sing it. So then afterwards, the show's over. We're sitting in this like plexiglass, like green room kind of thing. It's like, it's out of these big windows. He's this dude's just crushing lunch meat. And he's like, dude, if I didn't have a girl, I'd be getting so much pussy after these.
Yeah, you guys should be out getting pussy. We're like, all
right,
man.
Like, yeah, right, dude.
Also, can you imagine how bad those shows were? At the time, we didn't even. At the time, I think we knew they sucked.
Yeah.
Think how bad they must have actually been.
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, true.
Holy fuck.
When you go
dude.
To stuff like that now, you go, whoa. Yeah, I remember one point somewhere down south doing a set up front, silence, and I remember hearing an industrial fan go,
yeah, that was a good trip too. Remember we got so that fun. Cop got us?
Yeah.
You were blazing fucking nugs?
I didn't have any. I forgot to pack underwear. I had no underwear for 10 days. It was crazy. I kept every time we'd pass a Walmart, he's like, do you want to pull over? I'm like, we'll just do the next one. I'll get it. And by then, I was just like, fuck it, dude. Yeah, I went no undies for like 10 days, performed. It was probably, I probably had a teenus offending the audience. Probably had a teenus poking, offending the audience, bombing.
We must have been terrible. Holy shit. Those were the days, dude.
Yeah, that was very fun. That trip was very fun.
That cop, I just laughed in the cop's face.
Oh.
He's like, do you know why I pulled you? You know why I'm stopping you guys? It was like, yeah, dude, whatever. Matt was really like, dude, shut the fuck up. I couldn't stop laughing.
I was
at
so
this
scared
guy.
We were going to get arrested. We were just smoking weed out of this gigantic.
Yeah, you had your piece.
I had a huge, I had a massive piece.
What'd you tell the guy? I forget. You were like, it's that's just res or something.
No, I was like, we blew it out. I was like, it's just there might be res in there. I thought we were going to get hit with like a possession charge down south. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was a South Carolina cop. He was such a fucking hard. It was because we tried to cross the street.
We jaywalked. Yeah, we didn't even jaywalk. There was a red light and you fucking sprinted across the red light. And then I ran and went across and the guy came and I was like,
he came up fast though.
Them red dog police are coming after us now.
And he was such a fuck. He was like a young hard ass.
Dickhead.
Couldn't stop laughing at the guy.
Yeah, the coolest, there's two older guys came up and like, what'd you guys get, some jaywalkers? Nice, man. They just took off laughing.
The other cops showed up and made fun of him.
Yeah, that's also disorienting when you start to see cops younger than you and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's always thrown me off. That and professional athletes. When they're like, he's 27. I'm like, oh, God.
You're not going to believe how young they are.
Now?
They're like 19.
I know.
It's crazy. Sweet teens, tall teens.
True. Going hard as hell. But yeah, dude, I'm totally jobed up right now. It was just been like, I've been as tired as literally having a kid. I've been that tired. Like, you're just completely out of your mind, but usually you have like the kid where you're like, oh, this is so cool. I was telling Brittany, got pissed at me when I told her this. I was like, because she was like, you must be tired. And I was explaining this to her. I was like, yeah, dude, it's like having a kid, but there's no kid. It's just you in bed being like, I have to crap. Help me to the bathroom. She was so mad.
Yeah, no shit. Somebody ever did an impression of me just as, oh, I have to crap.
So instead of waking up and holding a beautiful baby, I just wake up and it's you like, I got to crap. And I'm like,
an adult person just, hey, I have to take a shit. Help.
And then God forbid if she wakes up and I go, oh, she'll just get upset and cry. And I'm like, dude, don't cry. I'll fucking shoot us all. Don't cry right now.
I'll fucking kill
our whole family. Don't cry, please.
It could be time, dude. You could have to send the entire family to Valhalla.
Yeah, true. This would be the time, dude. This would be the absolute time.
The Wolverine, dude. Isn't that his name? The Rabid Wolverine?
Is that
Benoit?
Benoit, the Rabid Wolverine. Dude, you do get so tired that like...
You start thinking about it.
Well, you just get so tired that you can't move. I'll lay there and I'm like, huh. Like one kid just wakes up and then you put that kid down. You are, and I'm a dickhead too because like I don't have my sleep enforcer now because Brittany's in bed. Dude, I'm playing piano. It's like 11:30. Yeah. I have headphones into a keyboard. I look down. I'm like, fuck, I didn't clean the kitchen yet.
Did you get to blaze any nugs while you're hitting the.
Not even blazing nugs. I'm there just fucking.
You got to at least blaze some res.
I could. I mean, I could.
Blaze a little res.
I can literally. I can do whatever the fuck I want in my house right now. My bedtime patroller is down, dude. She bedtime patrols me. I'm always like, dude, I'm an adult. I'll go to bed when I want.
She and hits you with bedtime?
She'll be like, come on, you should go to bed. You're going to be tired. I'm like, I'm fine. Relax.
You're a grumpy dog when you're fucking tired.
And the coffee. I'm off the caffeine, too.
That's you. You're tired. You're grumpy dog.
And when I'm tired and I'm speeding on caffeine, it's like I'm the meanest guy. Ever. She had someone in. Someone came in. I forget who it was. To help her with one of some medical thing. And like, dude, I like was there. No, it wasn't. It was one of her friends, I think. And like, I just all spun out on coffee and the kids were there. And I'm like, guys, get out of here. I'm screaming. She's like, will you stop fucking yelling? I'm like, I'm off the call. I'm just decaf now. I'm just decaf. And I sip decaf and I imagine myself giving myself the charge. I flood the caffeine feel goods, dude. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I get too nasty. I get mean. I get so mean. And dude, when you're like sleep deprived, jacked on caffeine, there's two little kids. You're like, all right, guys, upstairs. And they like just squeeze Play-Doh. You're like, all right, guys, I said get up. You get so fucking mad.
That does fuck you up, though. Like when a parent spazzes on the kids in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you don't know what they're going through. They don't, you know what I mean?
I don't
understand how bad the morning was trying to get them get dressed. And oh, all that shit. But then they show up to your house and the parents like, put that the fuck down. Holy shit.
It takes effort. Because then it's like, you can hit a level where they freeze. If you're like, shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
But I have learned, and also it pissed me off, Brittany said this. I already learned it myself. I didn't need her to tell me this. But if you whisper, it gets their attention almost as much as yelling. Because when like they are very intrigued by secrets. So if you go, I have a secret to tell you. I mean, it could really work against them. But if you go like, psst, they'll like stop. If I'm like, hey, they'll like turn around. If I go, psst, they'll be like, what's up? I'm like, I got to tell you something.
I got a secret.
Let's go upstairs and get changed. And they're like, oh, okay. They failed the test. We're in Five Below. We're buying arts and crafts shit. And the guy, you know, God bless him. He seemed like a nice guy, but he was like pedo profile.
Yeah.
Tall, skinny, stringy hair. And I'm kind of like, I'm like, all right, bro, what the fuck? You know, hey. Did he just throw a fucking.
You think guard dogs. You do? Yeah.
Pedo profile. Imagine
if you were a little, if you were tall, you'd be fucked.
That's what I'm saying. Give Gardini like you'd 5 inches
crazy,
on him, dude.
Yeah.
5 inch is a 5 inch Dini, but like no meals. five inches on Dini, no meals, jet the black hair, stringy as hell. And he was a nice guy. The guy was nice. And actually, I felt I felt bad. True.
Too nice.
But I felt bad because the guy, he to me, rung as such a pedo that like, so we go to Five Below and he's talking to the kids. Oh, yeah. And then he goes, do you want to stay here and color with me? And Maya goes, yeah. And I went in front of the guy. I went, Maya, you failed the test. Let's go. And I looked at him. I'm like, I'm sorry, man.
That's funny.
He was like, my bad, bro. You kind of look like a pedo.
Where were you at Arts and Crafts?
Five Below.
Five Below, yeah.
Michaels was fucking closed. Can you believe Michaels is not grand opening? It's not until fucking Friday. So we do Five Below.
This guy just worked at Five Below? He got called a fucking pedophile by his trying to be nice to a kid.
I was like, yeah, you failed the test. Come on, don't go with that guy. No. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. You do look like a pedophile, but. Yeah, dude, he was tough.
Damn, I can't believe Michaels is closed.
It's a grand opening.
Didn't the DC sniper shoot somebody at Michaels and then people were afraid of Michaels? I think DC sniper, I know he was a gas station man, but I think
that guy, dude, that guy kind of ripped.
I think he popped someone in the head at a fucking Michaels.
Oh, it sucks. Get some big fat ant in costume jewelry, got her head blown off.
Michaels. Well, this'll look nice. Come on, give me a Michaels.
Yeah, he was laying in his trunk. I mean,
he got somebody at a Michaels?
Yes, at 5:20 p.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd, 2002, a shot was fired through a window of a Michaels craft store in Aspen Hill, Maryland.
Whoa, he got her in the Michaels?
It narrowly missed the cashier, and no one was injured.
Narrowly missed the pedophile cashier?
No, it was a lady. It was Ann Chapman. The bullet whizzed by Ann Chapman's beautiful fucking perm.
Yeah, it's true.
Damn, that guy sat in his trunk and tried to shoot a lady in Michaels?
Yes.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I got eyes on the target.
That's too much GTA. He was GTA'd out.
Full GTA, dude.
That's crazy.
Damn, that sucks. He missed and then had to fucking scramble out of the back of his trunk.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh,
fuck. Dude, imagine being at the register at Michaels. You're fucking just scanning fucking bullshit. The cashier's head explodes.
Get down. That's crazy. Yeah, that one security guard's like, Jesus fucking holy shit. Starts shooting out of the parking lot and it hits people. Yeah, that was a crazy. How'd they catch that guy? You think you could do that forever?
I forget. I watched the thing on it. It's pretty good.
On getting the DC sniper?
Everyone was like, this is obviously a white dude.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
No one thought it was a black Muslim in a trunk, dude.
I mean, that's literally the last place you'd look. You could see a black Muslim guy getting out of his trunk with a gun. You'd be like, whatever.
Yeah, that's something they do.
Weird.
I didn't know they did that.
He must be one of those black Israelite guys. Let him go.
Him and the boy, right? Didn't he?
The boy had a rest stop sleeping in the car.
Was that his son? I don't even think that was his son,
I think
right?
It was his nephew.
What?
He had a little fucking
Although, yeah, it's kind of sus. He was like, and then I'm going to get that bitch at Michael's who was giving me all that fucking
all my glitter. I was trying to buy glitter in that bitch. Ruined it. I'm going to cut a hole in the back of my trunk and lay and shoot her in the head.
I'm going to need a boy with me, though.
Oh, man.
Hot motherfucker.
Some of these are so bad, dude. 8:37 a.m., a lady just got off a bus and was sitting down on a bench reading a book.
Oh!
She got a shot.
God damn, she had the fucking...
Damn, this lady... 25.
She had the James Patterson going. She didn't find out what happened at the end of the fucking...
The Da Vinci Code.
She was reading the fucking page turner, bro.
9:58 a.m. Also, that's what also is bothering me, is the time of day.
The time of day is crazy.
Fucking
4 o'clock.
You just woke up, you get shot.
Also, 10 a.m. is the sweetest time of the day.
This person was vacuuming their Plymouth Grand Voyager at the Shell station.
Fuck, dude. This guy shows no mercy, dude.
Vacuuming, getting shot.
I mean, what a fucking crazy... There's no pattern. He's just really scoping targets.
Shot a 72-year-old carpenter while he was walking.
What? What was the guy's... What did he get? What was the body count? 17.
17.
17 people.
And then was sentenced to a lethal injection. Six life sentences.
It's time to go.
We got 6 life sentences.
What? The boy?
Yeah.
How old was the boy?
Nine now. He was 17 when it happened.
Damn. They should have sentenced him to a firing squad in 5 Below. Put him in 5 Below.
With all the casualties he's missed.
Dude. Yeah, dude. Just light his ass the fuck up.
Damn, this guy, he was in the military. He was
I think he wrote a decent thing, too.
He had a manifesto.
Yeah, I think his manifesto was decent.
They do, every once in a while, they put together a fire manifesto. Kaczynski?
I remember that I grew somewhat of an affinity to that guy. I think I could be wrong, but I think I read the DC Snipers Manifesto and was like, man, fair enough. You shouldn't have done all that, but you could have just started a Substack, bro. You didn't have to go shooting everybody. Like, that's kind of crazy. Did you know the guy, Spud was telling me, the dude who lit himself, the last guy who lit himself on fire recently had like a Substack.
Really?
Yeah, and he was like, Spud said he was kind of like, it was like a liberal guy. He was like a COVID like masker type of guy, but he was like starting to figure out the government was like lying to all of us and had this Substack. Like, you know where the money doesn't go here? They're scamming us. And he's like lit himself on fire. So Spud said his Substack kind of rocks. So I was like, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tortured artist.
Yeah, true. Truly a tortured
artist.
That
first guy, the guy that did it in front of the embassy, just did not die, dude.
I know.
You saw it? Did you watch it?
No. I saw a bit of the extinguishing.
It was the bug light, dude. He was just...
Oh.
Dude, it was... They showed it on Legion of Skanks. It actually pissed me off.
Yeah.
It's like, you just sit down, they show you a guy burned to death, which is the worst. But this guy...
How long did it last?
He went for a while. He was burning and he was still yelling. He was like, free Palestine. Then he's like, kind of walking around.
Whoa.
Fully engulfed, just free Palestine. He's still yelling it.
Damn.
He's like, you'd hope it would go fast.
Did he switch from Palestine yelling into like, ouch?
I don't think he even switched to ouch.
That's
dude.
Crazy. What a fucking
held it
beast,
down.
Man.
There was a cop that runs over like with his gun drawn, like, fuck.
Dude, stop. Yeah, I didn't realize the college campuses were in such disarray. There's right now.
At UT.
Yeah, dude.
UT.
Greg Abbott shut it down.
I call it UT.
Greg Abbott was not having it, bro.
Yeah, I think 100 kids got arrested.
Yeah.
They're were fucking...
clashing. They're LARPing the battle.
They're crashing crazy.
Yeah, they're crashing crazy. They're doing the Palestine-Israel protests.
It was a fusion frenzy.
Greg Abbott shut it down. Then like Columbia had another one where they like occupied the building, and that was like the building that got occupied.
I saw an interview there. They occupied it, and then were like, the university needs to give us food.
That's kind of
funny. They're like, what?
No.
No. They're like, why not?
We demand food. Yeah. You guys are blocking the fucking. You guys are blocking the things.
It's like Moses from that South Park episode. It's like, I desire. You ever see that one?
No.
Anyway, the voice he did reminded me that. That's... I desire macaroni necklaces. Fuck, I'm fucking that up. Whatever.
That is really funny, though.
Where are we at on this? We could switch over. I got a whiz.
Good, because I'm about to go off on the motherfucking student protests.
I'm sick of these fucking students, dude.
Yeah, it is funny because then it brings up
everyone hates students.
They're the worst. But the university's have to take an official position against it. Because by if the students are calling Palestinians, that's kind of fucked up.
If the students what?
Students are calling Palestinians, like, we're Palestinians. And then you start, like, fucking them up, and then they're like, what the fuck? That makes the student, the governing school body becomes, like, the IDF by proxy. And they're like, dude, we don't want to be the IDF in this. Let us just go to class.
Can we just be Columbia?
Yeah, just be Columbia University.
Do we have to be Israel?
Yeah, and they're like, dude, we don't want to do this. And then they force their hand. They're like, all right, fuck it.
Remind you of something.
True.
You forced our hand.
Yeah, true. It's just wicked, man. It's very nice. And now the kids wicked are getting fired. The kids are getting. It's a wicked, wicked war.
It's a wicked war. Wicked war.
Well, now the kids are getting like expelled from school.
Wart.
The kids are getting expelled from. I mean, I'm literally just parroting breaking points again. But yeah, they had an argument. Sagar and Crystal Ball had an argument about. Sagar's like, that's
Crystal Ball.
Crystal Ball. Her name's Crystal Ball.
Wait, her name's Crystal Ball.
Yeah, it is, bro. Her name's Crystal Ball.
It's not funny. It's just so happens to be an Indian guy that sits around a crystal ball.
Her name's Crystal Ball.
Yeah, there's just an Indian guy that tells you Sagar the future and looks at crystal
fucking
ball,
ball.
And that's not funny.
It's Crystal Ball, dude.
No way. Her last name's Ball.
Yes, it is, dude. I swear to God,
it can't be Crystal Ball.
It has to be.
Her name's Crystal. There's no way it's Crystal Ball.
It's Crystal Ball, dude. She's the ultimate lib, dude. She's gonna fuck you up.
Hold on a second. It is Ball, dude. Her name's
Crystal Ball. And Sagar, and I never realized it is an Indian guy sitting in front of a crystal ball. Yeah, they had a heated argument because he was like, it's stupid these kids are throwing their fucking life, like their college education away over this. Like, it has nothing to do with him. And Crystal was like, fuck, basically, not, you know, paraphrasing. She was like, shut the fuck up, bro. These kids rule.
She hit him with fucking future.
She fortune
told him. Crystal fucking ball. Wait, did she get married?
Yeah,
she married into the ball.
No, but I think she kept the name because the husband is a raging lib. She married a raging lib, and I don't think his last name's Ball.
If her parents named her Crystal Ball, they're
it's crazy.
Yeah, she married a Polak named Kyle Kalinske.
And he's like a YouTuber.
What's her middle name, dude? She can't. All right,
if Crystal Marie Ball. Crystal Me Ball.
She's a pretty lady, dude.
Yeah.
I listen to them. I like them.
I like them a lot. I listen to them. I parrot whatever they say on every podcast I go.
Every once in a while, I'll play MLB The Show and listen to them and then just yeah. Walk around and act like I know what's going on.
It's my news station, bro. And I just go, you know what happened? Fucking right, they're having those student protests. And the building was the same building as 1968. So with the Vietnam protests.
Yeah. What's that? Something tune out?
Drop it or tune in, tune out, drop out, tune in, and turn off or something.
Tune
in. Timothy Leary.
Fuck that guy.
He gets a bad rap. He actually, that dude kind of fucking rules, dude. If you watch interviews with him, he gets every book you read on psychedelics, like, and it became illegal because of Timothy Leary, blah, blah, blah. It's like, he fucking ruled. He was right.
He did?
He ruled.
I don't know anything about him.
I thought I was hating on him, too. Huh? He was, but he went a little wild. He went very wild. But he was still
hanging out with students a lot?
Yeah, he would just give people drugs.
That's odd, huh?
I mean, he's awesome.
Looking back at it? Drugging fucking college chicks.
He was drugging himself, but
and himself.
I think it was more staff. I don't know, but he was a psychology professor. I'm sure some students got in on it. But dude, he was.
He wasn't that bad.
I watched the interview. He went to jail. They arrested him. He went to jail in his interview from prison. You're like, damn, this guy just rules too fucking hard.
I gotta look into
his whole. He went so whacked out on acid that he became like super conservative. And he was like, dude, this is bullshit.
Beast.
Yeah, he became super conservative. He said we should encourage our kids to have kids at like 18 or 19 so that they get like, we get the best genetics. Then we help our kids raise their kids while we're still able. And then he said, you should never take a bath. It's disgusting. You're just laying in your own filthy water. You should eat a bunch of meat. Yeah, the dude fucking ruled.
Hold on a second.
That's what I'm saying. I completely came around.
I agree entirely on the baths and meats department. I fucking couldn't agree more, dude.
But yeah, I'll have to find this one interview he did in jail. And they just arrested him out of nowhere one time. And he was like, they've totally planted weed on me. It's bullshit. And he went to jail. He went to jail for a while.
Fucking weed. They found the res.
They found the res on him, dude. That guy's great-grandfather fucking arrested Timothy Leary.
How dank were the nugs? the judge. That always made me laugh. No, I am scared of the animals around here. I saw that video of that snake you saw. That was a scary snake.
Yeah, dude. I've been hearing it's a garter snake. I always call them gardener snakes. They're called garter snakes. Yeah.
Garter, like a...
Gartery, exactly.
Like a...
Yep. Something can slip right down. Kiss.
I like to do that. I like to watch at weddings when people take the garter belt off the...
Dude, yeah, they got it.
That's a garter belt?
Yeah, belt wrong. I think so. Yeah, it's like a
thing on the thigh. That
thigh
they
belt.
That. Yeah.
What was that thing for initially? It was like when you got to a lady's garter, like, whoop, here, yay, their pussies will be over there. Don't stop right here.
I don't know.
If you're any closer, you're going to touch your pussy. Please stop at the garter, gentlemen.
Yeah. Garter belt, and it was...
Yeah, when did they start that? They couldn't have started that.
I don't know. I remember the first time seeing it as a young boy at a wedding, and yeah. I was related to the bride. And I was like...
Yeah.
This is something. This is doing something.
I don't need this in the context of my experiences.
I don't know what's going on here. I was just sprinting around drinking soda. All of a sudden, I'm experiencing horniness.
Yeah, you saw like a... Yeah, that would have fucked me up.
Guy reaching up a dress.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm...
Everyone's like, yeah.
I mean, it's an improvement from holding up fucking...
The blood.
Bloodstained sheets. Yeah. Your family being like, yeah.
Yes. She had her fucking hiney. Yes.
That must have sucked back then. When you smash on your wedding night and it was just like...
There's nothing.
Nothing there.
Yeah, damn.
I would have cut myself. I would have cut myself, bled for the bride, and be like, yes. Now you're fucked. You do what I say.
Yeah,
which forever. Is just chores, nothing crazy, but...
It's just chores.
Because you'd have to come out in front of your whole family and be like, somebody fucked her. Somebody fucked her before she's not bleeding.
Somebody fucked her.
I'm fucking the shit out of her, Mom.
Everybody, I tried. I fucked her as hard as I could.
Or you went out to your family and then someone was like, for real. And then I think what would happen is one of your uncles would be like, let me see that. And he'd smash and be like, nope, she had the hymie, bro.
Yeah.
She had the hymie.
Had a small penis and you couldn't dislodge the hymie.
You could have quick drawled too. I mean, it must have been every night too. It's like, that's crazy they were breaking hymies. Because if you're talking like, I mean, that's not that, what was that, hundreds of years ago? You had to hold up the fucking hymie sheets?
Yeah.
If you're like, if you're 17, you're getting married. You've been stopped by garter belts your whole life. You're like, whoa, slow down.
Oh, you're saying the dude's going to nut quick?
Instantly, bro.
Yeah.
Instantly. Although they probably were fucking back to back, too.
What do you mean back to back?
If you're that horny, if you're getting married when you're 17.
Oh, you can nut again, yeah.
Yeah, you probably
get hard right away.
Get right, yeah. It's probably crazy. Probably annihilate. I'm trying to see if they were like annihilating or if they were just like.
You're talking about annihilating the pussy.
They didn't have like porno to watch. They had to just be like, I have no idea how to do this. So they were just getting in it and just be like,
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if you never, you'd have to completely, like, someone would have to, like, whisper to you in a field, like, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
Like, how would you know? You wouldn't know what to do.
It would feel so nice.
It would be crazy. It'd be pure instinct.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that, it's kind of nuts. I never thought about that. Like, you didn't do, it would just be, it probably was just Mish. Your dad was probably like, tell her to lay down. Lay on her, lay belly to belly and just touch her. That no one, you know what I mean? Like, how the fuck did they tell you that?
How did they tell you about sex?
Yeah. Like, would you just get around? I mean, you'd have
the same way.
Birds and bees?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't have like a birds and bees talk. I just watched porn. Like, my parents brought it up for a second. My dad was like, yo, chill.
Yeah, all right. How did the dudes in the 60s find out?
They would watch, I guess they'd look at mags.
Yeah. I guess, can go back to pre.
I think that information just exists in like a constant stream. Yeah. Like your brothers would be like, take your prick, Ezekiel, and stick.
Yeah, you've got to shove your prick in her fucking bush. It's going to stink like shit.
Dude, I got fucking my reactions tested last night.
Really?
Waiting for my Uber. Dude walks up in a Scream mask, full outfit.
Did you think it was the real Scream?
Well, dude, I'm just like kind of like, all right, watching him walk up. And I'm just like looking at him like, wow, what a cool costume. Busts up a fucking knife.
At
like,
you?
Yeah, but it was a fake knife. But you can't fucking tell.
Yeah.
Busted up a knife, like
when
literally
did you do
a kitchen
knife.
I was out on 7th Street just standing there waiting for my
what
Uber.
What the fuck?
A dude goes, ha! And dude, I for real went... resumed combat stance and I was just like anyone and I got a better look. I'm like, it's a fake fucking knife. And I had to give it up. I'm like, damn, that was actually pretty nice.
That's crazy.
It was insane.
You get shot.
I know. It was insane that he was going around and doing that. The guy was trying to die, I think. Or just having a really good time sizing. He might have been a good judge of sizing people up. He was
6th Street's pretty rough.
Dude, that prank and
that's
I
a
was
bad prank.
So happy I fucking put up my I instinctively put up my dukes, just went
that's thank God you fought instead of flight. If you would have run, if you would have screamed.
I wouldn't have fought it myself in either direction because if I had been like, and like covered my head, which I could, that could have even happened in my brain. Yeah. It was like, no, dude, you put
no,
up
you
your
actually
dukes.
Fucking fought.
You actually put up your dukes and could have taken that off that guy.
I mean, you were hitting the heavy bag earlier. That
true,
guy had, that
dude.
Guy had, you were going to hit him with a combo. I heard you ripping those combos.
Dude, I was trying not to rip. I was trying to be just chill. I used to hit heavy bags all the time. Yeah. My technique's probably trash. But I used to get real into being like, pop, 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 as fast as I can. I
mean, you know the combos.
I know a couple of them. And I did do the Muay Thai. But yeah, that was fun. My shin hurt when I fucking kicked that thing.
Yeah.
Kicked
it as hard as I could. Never doing a leg kick.
Kicked it as hard as I could.
Yeah, you have to.
I know.
You have to.
Dude, I hit right here and I was like, ouch. Fuck.
It was good though. You got a good, you got good technique.
I got a good whip. You step across.
Yeah, you pivot.
Legs, dude.
Very nice.
Yeah. You can rip. Dude, you can rip them. Once you learn, it's so sick. Then you can hit someone. The hardest part is not wanting, like 2 weeks afterwards, you're like, yo, but you're like, let me just like show you something.
Yeah.
And you start whipping just people and they're like,
ACL
stop.
With a
yeah,
terrible
stop.
Kick.
Yeah, they're going, exactly. Yeah.
Kick someone directly in the side of the knee.
I could have like kicked that guy. I was within my right
you
when he posted
up. You should have front kicked him.
True.
Get back. Yeah. Get back, scream.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is absolutely ridiculous.
It was, you know, I was shocked. I was just like, I got over the shock of it and then like watched the guy walk away and just walk into a crowd. And I was like, that was insane.
Yeah.
That guy did that to me.
That happened in Scream 2. Remember? They're at the movies.
Oh.
There's a guy, everybody was dressed as the Scream guy and the murderer was actually there. That could have happened to you. You could have been stabbed on 6th Street like that.
Yeah, man. Dude, I mean, I like to think I'm kind of disappointed I didn't control his wrist.
Yeah. You did your best. Striking the fucking...
The Duke stance was nice.
Yeah, hit him with the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Just fucking, I literally went...
Don't.
I went, yo, dude. I started laughing.
You laughed? I would have been fucking furious.
Oh, I was like, I laughed. I was relieved. I was relieved. I've been assailed by knife men before. So I was like, oh, no.
A knife man got you?
Yeah, in Brazil. I got robbed by guys with knives. Yeah. I got three knife men fucking came at me. Put them up to
they
me.
Just point the knives at you.
They put them like literally right next to my one hip, this hip, and then one guy had one in my belly. And I was just there. I was just, I kept saying, tranquillo, tranquillo, tranquillo.
Tranquillo, meals, tranquillo. Like, what?
Yeah, man. That was wild. You go out of your body when you're getting robbed. You're just going, you get so calm. You're just like, it is like the Matrix slowdown, but you're just in shock, basically.
Yeah.
You're not like doing cool moves. You're just going, and you're like, look at that guy's face, and it's so weird, dude.
Yeah,
it's kind of sick that your body does that. It is nice to tap into that. Like, if you're getting mauled by a bear, it's probably bliss. At a certain point, it crosses over, and your brain's just like, brother, look at this, brother, brother, check out these cool ass fractals, brother.
No, the whole time it's like,
yeah, but then your DMT's gonna kick in, dude. Your DMT's gonna kick in. You're just gonna go.
You are going to be launched into fucking the next universe.
Oh, yeah. Getting eaten by a bear.
Via bear.
Oh,
that's a rough way to go.
Wasn't there just some like campers who got a husband and a wife and a dog just got eaten by a bear? I heard that was a real story in the last text.
Sure, wasn't a fucking fairy tale?
No. they ate the wrong bowl of porridge. Yeah. They said the last text they sent was, bears here, help. So like, I think they were an older couple, but the dog got munched too. All three of them apparently got munched by one bear. And they set off a text like, bear's here.
Bear. Bear is here. Send help.
An old couple, dude.
Damn.
You're in retirement. You're with your wife. And then you get munched, dude, by a bear.
Get out of those woods, dude.
Yeah, for real.
Well, they kind of survived for a while because it said they texted out SOS bear attack bad.
Oh, so they bled out.
Oh, my God. Where was it? Alaska?
Let's see.
Montana.
Sorry for that snort I did, that sniffle I did in the microphone.
Canada.
Banff National Park in Canada.
Canada. Yeah, that sounds like, no offense to our brothers up north, that sounds like a very
no
Canadian
offense.
Thing.
Yeah, SOS.
True. To get attacked by a bear and be like, oh, I'm getting attacked by a bear.
Oh, the bear's here, eh?
Oh, I don't know what
SOS, eh? That's a fucking Mexican.
Sorry to our brothers up the north, dude. I'm sorry you guys have to deal with that all the time.
To our sisters up north, sorry. Sorry to our sisters up north.
That would piss me off, man. If I live in Canada and I heard Americans being like pussies, because you can't be like, no, we're not. We're the tough ones. You'd be like, dude, no, you're not.
Yeah, no, you're not. That does suck.
It's like I could kick your ass. It's like, yeah, maybe, dude. But then I call the army and we'd fucking
flatten our army
flatten
would
you.
Fucking beat your
if
ass.
Canadian fucking... If I went to Canada and they like beat me up, I could probably call the army or like an embassy and be like, yo.
Yeah.
Can you send one helicopter?
Handle this business,
fuck
dude.
Fuck this guy up, dude.
Rock these fucking Canucks, dude.
That would be cool. If people are all pissed about the military budget, they could Uber the military out. Privatize a little bit where it's like, yo, bro.
We do.
Someone, my neighbor's true. But imagine if you can do like retail consumer services. Like, yo, my neighbor's straight tripping, bro.
Yeah.
do something.
Flashbang him.
Flashbang his ass, dude.
Flashbang my neighbor. Just toss one in. That's it.
Just secure his house.
Give me $10,000 to flashbang my neighbor.
Or secure his house. But, yo, just kick in his door and just fucking secure his house. Just make sure he doesn't have any fucked up stuff in there, because I honestly think he does.
Yeah, I mean, that's just swatting in it. Yeah, people do that. People do that to online gamers and shit. There's a fucking documentary about it. A guy swatted his... Like, these two dudes were talking shit on Call of Duty.
How do you swat?
Or one of these video games. You can call the police and say... There's the one dude lab. Would swat people. He would be like, I'm calling from inside the house. I'm a hostage.
Oh, no.
I'm in the closet. This is... Yeah, they
get your... What's the penalty for that?
So...
Probably get swatted.
So this is what happened. The SWAT team went to the... So the guy who... All right. These guys are talking shit online. Yeah. Online gaming. The guy's like, this is my address, pussy. You won't fucking swat me. Fuck you. Obviously, he gave him his fucking neighbor's address.
Oh, no.
So they SWAT the neighbor.
No, dude.
Kill the neighbor.
What?
Kill this guy.
The SWAT team did?
Yes.
Any details, or was just kind of like, it was probably grabbed and they shot him?
No, he walked out onto his porch while he was just hanging out. Fucking lights and shit. Everyone's like, get the fuck out of your ass.
Oh, no.
And he opened the door like, hey. And they just, yeah.
Holy shit.
He might have actually had a gun. I don't remember.
That's our bear attack, by the way.
American bear attack is just like, SOS, cops are here.
Riot control busts through your window.
Fuck the
get on the fucking ground. We heard you're a fucking here. Asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some 13-year-old boy called kind of laughing, saying he was
some kid prank called us, so we're going to shoot you.
We're going to kick your window in and rappel down from your ceiling.
Josh, you seem to know about that
story.
He
got 20 years.
He only got 20? That kid should be forever.
Forever swatted.
Yeah.
He got 20. I mean, 20 years in jail. It is an involuntary manslaughter, basically.
Yeah, it seems almost voluntary.
Yeah, well, I mean, imagine like, the kid shocked. Like, yo, that dude died. You thought, no, that funny.
He was being a cunt. He was, like, bragging about it.
Was he really?
Yeah, the kid who did it sucks.
What a dumbass.
Obviously, the kid sucks.
So he got,
he doesn't suck that much.
I mean.
I'm a fan of his.
Of his workers.
Yeah, I don't want him. He's an internet beast. I'm going to get swatted.
He's in jail. Yeah, he could probably have the internet in jail. He's probably just swatting like crazy.
Yeah, he's probably swatting everybody.
Once you catch that dub, dude. Once you catch 20 state time, dude. Oh, my God.
He had claimed that he had accidentally shot his father in the head during the argument and that he was going to shoot the mother, too. He pretended to be one of the brothers.
At the house? That was the call?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine how
all over
pissed.
Like a Call of Duty game.
Imagine how pissed the SWAT team was. They went in, accidentally killed a guy, and then were just kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah, there's no
one
here.
They had to sit there and like they had to have like their intelligence watch like probably 6 hours of screen recordings of COD and be like, what? No.
Oh, my God.
No, dude. And the guy being like,
the guy being like, stop using the shield. The shield's gay, dude. Just like, oh, my God. We killed a guy. My life's ruined.
Over that.
Over the fucking dumbest shit possible.
Just the worst audio imaginable. Be like, suck my dick, pussy.
Just kids screaming
was
the
that, was that the Yeah, exactly. Was that the guy? Yeah. No, that wasn't him, sir. Like, which was the guy?
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
What if they saw him? We're like, that is pretty lame. He's using the shield.
Why is he jumping like that? It's not realistic at all. I wish I could utilize jumps in those games.
Yeah. Slide.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it's kind of tight. I'll be honest, I've got myself, so I went off no porn all of Lent. I'm still on no porn, but I'm back to the point where I can fire up like chicks in bathing suits.
Yeah.
I can do a bikini fap, which is, dude, you feel like dude, nice.
Just fapping feels good, dude.
Fapping does.
Just jacking
feel
off on your own. Just
although
in
if you
dark
get,
room, quiet.
Did you ever get into a weird thing where you're just like, I'm jerking off a guy? That fucks me up. Now I'll get into that. Where
that's
I'm
Freud, dude.
Jerking a guy
that's
off.
Freud, dude.
It's
you're just
true.
Jacking off. Just relax. Just relax.
But you're jerking off a guy and you are liking getting jerked off by a guy.
Analyzing instinct and thought bothers me so
it's
much.
Not an instinct. Jerking off is a technology.
Jerking off is pure instinct.
It's technology.
It's pure instinct.
It's tech. It's big tech.
The phone is part of the tech. Just jack it off. Dudes have been whacking off. That was step one.
True, but like the wheel is tech. Fire is technically tech. It's a natural.
I think it's like in the Bible. Like, don't fucking jack off, dude. That was day one.
Was
shit.
It really?
I don't know.
It's not jacking off. Is jacking off in the Bible? I don't think it's in the Bible. I just think like your dad couldn't catch you or else you had to like leave the country. I think if your dad caught you fapping, you had to like go into exile. You had to take like four camels and just walk across the desert.
The Bible never specifically mentions masturbation.
What the hell am I worried about?
They're going to hit you with some fucking purity, becoming sanctified, avoiding lust.
Yeah, but they were avoiding lust back then because you would like knock a lady's tent down and like eat her ass in the middle. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dudes were getting mega horny in the desert. So they were like, yo, chill.
Bro, Romans 8, 5, 6 says, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace.
That's what I'm talking about.
The habit of self-pleasure is a great example of the flesh governing the mind.
Damn.
The flesh keeps governing the mind, dude.
It does.
Thankfully, the actual government governs my flesh and says, you cannot watch Pornhub.
True.
I go, God damn it. If I could even get one of those GIFs that they advertise with, I would fucking go nuts.
Thumbnails would be fine.
Thumbnails, all the boy needs.
Thumbnails.
Governor Abbott, release the thumbnails.
Yo, did you notice how cool guys were about that, by the way? They like came after our reproductive rights and we were like, all right, whatever the state decides. We weren't fucking kicking up the fuss.
We became communists immediately. Like, the state decides.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It said, if men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament. And I was like, or maybe we would just handle it and shut the fuck up.
Ooh-wee.
How about what, that lady
damn,
just
dude,
goaded
this is
me
a misogynist.
On. I know.
We're getting rowdy. No, it's not just you. I've been fired up.
But that lady
that Sigmund Freud bullshit fired me up. Now I'm based, bro. Fuck thought.
True.
That's the ultimate based.
That is, dude. And you might be onto something with that.
Yeah.
Fuck thoughts. Very Eastern, by the way.
Fuck thoughts, dude. Don't put that on me either. Don't you dare put that on me.
Very Eastern.
I hate that. That's very Eastern.
Slash through the web of mine.
Eastern medicine can go fuck itself, dude. I'm done with Eastern medicine.
Nah, it's going to pervade our culture. It's coming.
It is here.
Oh, it's...
LeMaire's in the house, dude. Eastern bullshit's here. Look at the shit he's drinking.
That's just Chinese grape soda. That's just Eastern medicine.
Damn, that's the fucking black nerd elixir, dude. That's crazy. Chinese grape soda. That's the high. That's every black nerd's dream.
That is high octane black nerd fuel.
When you sip it, it's like shing.
The cap. God damn it.
Where did you get the... Oh, there's that fucking store right up the street. Yeah.
I got it from Asahi. Yeah.
What is that, like a sushi place?
No, it's like a Japanese market. It's pretty cool.
God damn, dude. That's pretty tight. You have access to a Japanese market.
Yeah.
It's just you and 12 other black nerds.
The fucking owner doesn't know who to follow. There's so many of you in there.
Just walking like this.
Bumping into each other. Oh, pardon me. Pardon me. Just after you, pardon me.
That's pure Metal Gear Solid, dude.
They're in boxes.
Damn, dude.
Snake.
What the hell was I thinking about?
Oh, yeah, I gotta tell you this. This is what I was gonna tell you, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's funnier. So I went to I'm the most sore I've ever been in my entire life. I couldn't lay on my side.
Are you a side sleeper as well?
My back is butt fucked, dude. All right, pause. So I get in there, I was like, all right, I haven't worked out in a while. I'm gonna go to Rogan's, get a nice easy one, hit the sauna. This will be a nice day. I get in. Of course, one of the Navy SEALs Navy SEAL security guys in there. He's like, you ready to hit the gauntlet with me, brother? And I was like, dude, I'm not hitting the fucking Navy SEAL gauntlet. And then he shamed me into it. He was like, come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah. How could you say no?
It was 9 different lifts and workouts, 3 minutes on, 1 minute off. You have to go 3 minutes to exhaustion on every single lift.
What?
Dude. It sucked. One of them was just hanging on the bar for 3 minutes.
A dead hang?
It ruined me.
Yeah, dude.
Just hanging there. This muscle is, it's ruined.
Hang for a minute's fucking
And then
hard.
He was like, all right, pop your shirt off. he was like, we take our shirts off. It's going to get hot in here. And I was like, I'm definitely not doing that. I'm not going to work out in front of a mirror with my fucking shirt off right now. And he was like, you need to find the problem areas. I was like, brother. The whole thing's a fucking... We don't need the shirt off to diagnose the problem area today.
I can feel like, them.
What are you talking about?
I can feel them moving when I stop.
The problem areas are shaking on every workout we're doing right now. I'm doing a curl and my hips are shaking. We don't need a shirt off for this. I thought you would enjoy that.
That is just so fucking funny.
Honestly, driving over, I was like, this will be nice. It's just going to be me in there. It'll be nice and quiet.
Just Navy SEAL.
Bro, jacked Navy SEAL with his shirt off. Like, you ready to hit the fucking gauntlet?
How could you have said no, though?
I hit the no instantly. I was like, dude, I'm not.
I would have signed up at a recruiter.
He's like, all right, this workout, 3 minutes straight of pull-ups. I was like, dude, I can't do a pull-up. What are you talking about?
Damn.
I'll hang on the bar for 3 minutes. That's too exhausted. It was impossible.
Jesus.
But I hung for like 30 seconds and then 5 seconds at a time after that.
Dude, that shit's hard.
It was impossible. The whole thing.
Bro, just I would
Navy SEAL yelling at you.
I would love that.
It felt good.
I would have came in and like, oh, yeah, sir.
It felt pretty good after a while.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Get out there, brother.
Yeah.
Just lay down.
And like, just him being
up.
Like, you're doing pretty good. I was like, thank you.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Thank you, daddy.
That's all I needed.
I popped that top off. I was like, no, daddy. It'll ruin the workout, sir. I'll be done working
out.
Top
off.
I'll be
so nice.
Frozen in front of the mirror. I'll go, what have I done?
I just joined 24 Hour Fitness. I might start going to people like, pop that top. I might start stealing Valor.
Yeah.
You ready to hit the fucking
He was hitting me with pure Andy Elliott.
Was he really?
Like, pop the top off. We need to see the problem areas. I was like, dude.
What?
No.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a bit much.
He was being friendly. It was funny.
You should have fucking held nipples. Came out with a towel around the top.
I should have instantly took my dick out and be like, that's the problem area. How do we get this bigger, brother?
My ass is all shitty.
My ass is flat and shitty.
Damn, dude. Yeah, I did burpees in the garage yesterday.
That's real tough, dude.
Pretty sick. 100 that's burpees. Awesome. 100 burpees.
You got a good garage for it, too.
I know. It was awesome. Yeah. But who was kicking around? We had a home inspector kicking around. So I kept every time being there doing burpees, and I'd hear him coming and be like,
yeah, you
so, dude.
Just out of breath in the garage.
Like, what are you doing? I was like, well, just working out.
Just had an argument with my wife. I'm shadow boxing. Shadow boxing in the garage as hard as I can.
I was in there working out on my phone on my trash can, just playing like YouTube lectures. Came up with a new guy. I have a new YouTube crush. He's nice. Awesome. Dude, I think people know about him. Michael Sugru. He's an old school feller. Look at that guy. He's an old school professor.
That's nice.
He's really nice.
You love these chalk hands.
I like chalk hands.
I hate the chalk hands.
My thing is, if they just have one, I'll sit through it. If they have one good idea that I can use, God. I've totally constructed a worldview. I had no worldview for the longest time, and I've put together personal philosophy and something of a worldview.
That's nice.
It's kind of nice, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just on it. He's talking about Heidegger, big B being. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I love that shit. Let's do it for go to bed. I'm like, yeah, fuck
yeah, there's nothing wrong with enjoying that.
Fuck this small B being.
Yeah.
I get it. Some people don't like it, and I totally understand.
No, I have, yeah. It's like gay stuff. It's like, dude, whatever you're doing in your own home, just don't shove it down my fucking throat, all right?
Don't put it in my face.
Don't put it in my fucking face. Don't fuck my kid with it.
That'd be cool if that got injected into movies. Every movie had to have like a cool...
Yeah, just a philosophy in it like that. Yeah, yeah, just a guy hitting you with
not this Heideggerian bullshit again. I do. Well, it's funny for me because like I would be like, all right, I hear a lot of fuss about this guy. Like, let me see what they're about. And a lot of it is just like, dude, you wrote 4,000 pages on this.
Yeah.
On like the nature of being itself. And he's like, well, if you be, you are being, but you can't know what being. And it's like, dude, this is, I'll get kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Why'd you write that down?
What are you talking about?
You didn't need to write that down.
But Heidegger was a Jesuit. He was in the Jesuit seminary.
Like that.
Yeah, he was a Jesuit.
Jesuits are up to good stuff.
They're pretty sick.
Yeah.
So apparently he wrote like a highly abstracted version of Jesuit theology. That's what my new mentor, my new he's dead.
That's what you need to get
new
into.
Mentor
we
Thomas
need to get
Sugru.
Into fucking good Catholic.
That's where
philosophy.
All my stuff's leading to.
Fucking right.
It's
dude.
Very tight.
That is where it all ends.
I'm telling you,
go
I've been
in there you go. I'm going to read about Freud sucking my daddy's dick. Killing my dad, sucking my mom's tits. I'm gay. Everyone's gay. Then all of a sudden, the path just leads straight back to our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, dude, it might be
perfect disciples.
I think it might be the supreme philosophy. I've been taking on a lot of different worldviews, checking them out. The Eastern stuff is for sure cool, but I was into it for a while, but I was like, no, man, Christianity still reigns supreme. You read it and you're like, because it kind of, the Eastern stuff to a point is like total detachment, like, oh, and you'll like kind of totally clear your mind. Christianity is the opposite.
It's those guys can... I'd like to punch one of those guys in the
punch
belly.
Him. Go
like,
find him in his cave.
I'm going to go to a cave and sit here for 80 years. It's like God gave you life and you spent it sitting in a cave, even though that's kind of what I do. I dwell in a cave.
You're in full on.
Yeah, just My guys need to take that bridge. The World War II game, Company of Heroes 3.
Yeah, but the Christianity is like you have to fully get into the mud. You're an absolutely fallen
creature.
You're
a mud dog, dude.
You're a totally fallen creature. And guess what, dude? Guess what? Jesus never got mad at someone because they're a sinner. He got mad at people because they thought they weren't sinners.
Ole do it.
Let's go. Yeah, it rules. It's for real the best. It's for real the best.
Yeah, they're like, you think you're king? You're hanging out with all these fucking whores and tax collectors. And he was like, bro.
He was pissed at the Pharisees. He was like, he was chilling with all the fucking.
Yeah. When's I thought fucking Mel's movie was supposed to come out on Easter.
That's what I thought. It's coming out in like October. Comeback.
God damn it.
Although he might be trying to fight like the witchcraft and Satanism of Halloween. Yeah. Which,
yes.
Thank God. Thank God, Mel.
Oh, big and black news. Beep, 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 beep.
What you got?
We got breaking black news. Dude, you see J. Cole apologize?
Yeah, I saw that.
What the fuck, dude?
I think it's fits
It was actually kind of nice, honestly.
Yeah, I think it fits his thing. He's trying to break the mold of, you know, that's like the classic pantomime thing that permeates through the black society where it's like, he dissed me, now I have to absolutely destroy. And that gets carried out full stop where like you got guys shooting each other over that shit. And he was like, you know what, dude, this is lame. Why am I doing this? But I get 50 Cent apparently is not into it. 50 Cent's like, bro.
50 Cent's the dark lord, 50
Cent's
dude.
The new president of black people, dude.
Yeah, he is.
He for real has completely rose into total president. Jay-Z is out. 50 Cent is in there, dude. Jay-Z's Biden, 50 Cent's Trump, 100%.
Yes.
And black people being ruled by black Trump right now, which is 50 Cent. Which, I mean, he's 50 Cent. I'm not going to have to.
50 Cent fucking rules, dude.
50 Cent does rule. And he's ruled for a very long time.
Yeah.
He has been the man.
He never stopped being the man.
No, and now it's like he's coming into, everyone's recognizing, like, holy shit, this guy is just seriously
important.
He was
funny and right the entire time. He's been an asshole the entire time. He's hilarious.
He called Diddy a fruit pop, like, years ago. Diddy did offer to take him shopping.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He's like, yo, I'll buy you clothes. And he said, what? What?
I take him shopping.
Yo,
I took Nate shopping the other day.
Did you really?
And we were laughing about it. I was like, I'm definitely Diddy, dude. I'm taking you to Dick's Sporting Goods to buy some gym shorts.
Now you
get... Was that you and me? Yeah, that was you and me.
You got to collect what's yours now.
That's because I was going to go buy some shoes. And I was like, you can get some shoes too. And then I didn't buy any and he bought shoes.
Yeah, but this is different.
And he felt a way about it.
That's the squad. But
he was like, you keep these. I was like, I'm not wearing those. Those are yours.
Dropping a bag on the squad is different. If you were to find another man that wasn't in the squad.
Another comedian.
Yes.
That was just like find another rapper just being like, yo.
Exactly.
Matt Rife. I'm gonna take you shopping, boy.
Yo, I'm gonna get some clothes, bro.
Let's pick out some clothes.
Gear. Checking out a dude's gear and being like, we need to revamp your wardrobe is 50 Cent was 1,000% spot on being like, what?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Dude, what are you talking about? I'm not going to let you buy stuff for
Freud me. Freud would have been all over that.
True.
He'd have been like, that's gay.
Yeah, he would have for sure.
That's your gay subconscious.
It would have been.
Yeah.
Big power game. Although that is so powerful.
Buying another man clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being like, I'm going to get your outfit figured out. That because then you get into the dressing room. Like, let me just get in there and check out. Let me see how those pants look on you.
Then you can go in. Yeah. You go, oop, try these on.
He's like your mom just grabbing
your
ass.
Zip.
Yeah,
you
man.
Didn't zip because of your giant penis.
It's, dude. It's,
my dad's calling me. I want to kill him. Shit, I might have answered. Said I want to kill you.
My dad's calling me. I want to kill him.
Phil saw my stand-up act and didn't approve of it.
What?
Well, actually, my mom saw my stand-up act and then reported back to my father.
Really?
And my father called me. He was like, you can't say that. Your mother and I are sad.
Oh, he saw.
So now he's trying to get back on my good side.
You did.
Because I was like, shut the fuck up, dad.
Yeah, dude. This
is my art.
It's not ready yet.
It wasn't done, and I said inappropriate things, and I apologize.
Did they see all of? Is there one joke in particular they saw that they got upset about?
They caught a glimpse of that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah, they caught a glimpse of that one, and they were none too pleased.
I had one recently that I'm retiring forever. I thought it was the funniest thing in the world, and then I did it, and I felt so evil.
Yeah.
After it was. The whole joke was that women get to like, we have sex toys, we have dildos, and it's like, guys have sex toys too. And like, and people are like, what are they? It's like, they're called women. That's our sex toys. That's pretty funny.
The crowd is like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that is evil.
My mother-in-law was there, and I was like, oh,
no. Yeah. Oh, no.
I let that one rip in front of her whole family. Like,
I got
I thought it was
one.
Funny. I was like, this is really funny.
And it is funny, it, but like, yeah.
But it's hot. When you say in a room full of people, it's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it does make you look like a complete psycho.
Yes. I just thought it was a funny play on
just
words.
Like, yeah, they're just inanimate objects. I fuck.
It was a funny play on words. That once I said it out loud, I'm like, oh, I can see that being very hurtful for women everywhere.
Yeah.
That is a funny thing to think about, what women have to deal with, that like just being completely used as a sexual object, where people like your entire just like being and personality, someone could be like, yeah, skip all of that, and it's like, and then you come back and start talking like, I have to go right now.
When we brutal. Do that, though, we also have to, because we're all pretending women like sex like that.
Yeah.
So then they should enjoy that. If they liked sex like as much as they say they do,
yeah,
they should enjoy that.
They
just
like
skipping
boyfriends.
All the bullshit and fucking. They should love that.
True.
As much as we would.
Yeah, true.
But they don't.
Yeah, true. They don't.
Makes me wonder.
Well,
maybe they don't like sex as much.
Once on their natural cycle, you start to see they are horny for like 3 days out of the month. That's pretty much, unless they see a guy that they'd really like to make their boyfriend, and then they'll get horny for that.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's definitely women out there that enjoy just the,
true.
The pump and dump. But
true. But I also, they need a lot of context around it, I think, too. They yeah. need, like, you. They need, like, they're big situation heads. They're big, like, you know, you'd have to be in, like, an environment where it's like, we shouldn't be doing this.
We're really breaking down the broads today. Yeah, but we shouldn't be doing this. Shush is nice.
Oh,
that works.
We're breaking down the broads. We can break down the fellas.
We'll break down the broads. We'll break down the blacks next.
Are we still in the black news segment?
No, black news segment.
J. Cole diss was great.
J. Cole diss.
I was like, good
please
for him.
Let Champagne Poppy get involved, dude. Rap is just WWF.
Big time.
We had a perfect story going, and then J. Cole said, nah. There yeah. is an opportunity, though, for Kendrick to go full sicko mode.
He could.
And diss him again, dude. Just be like, that's what I thought, bitch.
Yeah, he could. But it is a...
He has to. He's going to. He's going to be like, when I talk shit, everyone runs away. He's going to say that.
But then J. Cole might go, fuck it. I thought go, I did the higher
thing. I'm trying
thing.
To take the high road, baby.
Yeah, you think he's going to be like, now it's down to
now
the
I'm going
to
rhyme about you.
Down to the bro road, dude.
Yes.
I mean, I could write his verse if he wants to, dude. Just let me know.
We should come up with some verse.
I listened to the thing. I was like, that's nice. There was a part of me, too, that I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah.
This is so stupid, man.
So silly. Let's all just have fun.
Yeah. Let's have fun. And also, like, you know.
Let's have fun. Make a good, cool rap.
Why did Ken, what was his whole thing like? He probably was just having a bad. Rappers got to be careful with their bad days.
Yeah.
You have one bad day and be like, I'm top three. He's not top 4 or 5. And then everyone's like, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
We need to write some lyrical
prose. We just
prose.
Need Drizzy Drake, dude.
True.
Please, He'll Six be God. Please, Six God, respond.
He'll be back. Although he did get destroyed by fucking Kanye. Although that his Kanye's circumstances kind of engulfed him.
Kanye is wild, man.
He destroyed.
Dude.
That's how nasty he is of an MC. He destroyed Drake and then destroyed
and
himself.
He's like, "Fuck it, I'm going down too."
I love Hitler.
He didn't really destroy Drizzy though.
Other
than that track,
exactly.
Did you ever hear that?
Him and the Pusha T came up, and it was like that
Pusha T went wild on.
That was as good as they can get. But yeah, I guess Kanye didn't do it as much as Pusha T, but he did produce the track. It was just, it was good.
No, Kanye made that poop diddy scoop.
Poop diddy scoop is fire.
That's
dude.
Hilarious.
Poop
that's just scoop. Mean. That's just a mean thing to do. Poop diddy scoop? I think so too.
What is that when he was going, poop diddy scoop?
He was like, Drake, I made this, I produced this beat for you.
Oh.
And then he gave it to Drake, and I think Drake made a song with it. Or was about to, and then Kanye released. He just wasted it going, poop, did he scoop? Poop, 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 did he scoop? Just a Drake. He just wasted Drake's time. Just on purpose.
I mean, that's really
it's just a crazy move.
That's an insane move.
Yeah, just be like, wait, why are we fighting? Wait.
That's so nuts, dude.
Yeah. I think that's the story, and it's very funny.
He's off the God train, too, now. Kanye's totally off the God train. He's like, well, I thought you were a Christian. He's like, he abandoned me. I need to help myself now.
I saw that clip.
So I'm going to rap about getting pussy.
I saw that clip. It wasn't the one. Is that
was
the one where
context?
He's like, we need to do more than pray. Every time I pray, where's God? He doesn't help me out.
Yeah, so that might have been
kind of a Christian theology also.
Yeah, you have to help.
Like, you can't just pray, dude.
True.
Yeah.
Well, I think his thing was, he's like, I'm not cursing anymore. I'm not going to rap about getting pussy. And then he was like, well, what the fuck am I?
I'm back, dude. What am I Who am I talking about? I just said I love Hitler.
I do like his wife. The fact that, like, she's a constant news story. So I can't figure out, is that like a PR firm thing, or is there, are they just like,
I don't think,
because it's not,
I don't think Kanye is dealing in PR firms.
I don't think so either.
That's the wildest PR firm of all time,
dude. She's in my fucking newsfeed every time I pick it up. It's like, she's wearing a spandex suit with her nipples sticking out.
She's wearing saran wrap with her farts are trapped wherever she goes.